When you hear the name Bach, what are the sounds that come to mind? Is it music that probes the deepest mysteries of our souls? The Cantata 125 confronts the difficulties life puts in front of us, along with the possibility of hope. But maybe the name Bach takes you in the direction of something that's utterly, brilliantly dazzling. This concerto was originally for two harpsichords alone, but with the string ensemble Bach added later and modern pianos, its inherent exuberance flies to new heights. You'll hear all of it coming up on the Bach Hour. Hello and welcome to the Bach Hour from 99.5 WCRB, part of WGBH Boston. I'm Brian McCreath. If you're like most people, the framing of Bach's music as an either-or question is actually a bit silly. And based on everything we know about Bach himself, it would be especially pointless to him. But whether it's a profoundly moving cantata or a concerto that takes your breath away, Bach inhabits each of his worlds so completely and convincingly that we can be fooled into thinking that whatever music we're listening to at the moment is the music he wrote best. And that's what makes his music so powerful. Whatever we're hearing reflects the strong and diverse personalities we each carry with us day in and day out. As you hear Bach's music over the next hour, I hope you'll visit our website where you'll find a translation of the text of the Cantata 125, Mit Fried und Freude ich fahr dahin, or With Peace and Joy I Depart. Just go to classicalnewengland.org where you can also hear this program again on demand. Again, that's at classicalnewengland.org. One of the composers Bach himself loved to hear from was Antonio Vivaldi. He recognized the Italian composer's vibrancy in a series of concertos for string instruments, then transferred it to his own instrument, the organ. Here's one of those concertos transferred to another set of instruments. This is the Flanders Recorder Quartet with a concerto in A minor. Thank you. From a performance in our own studio, that was the Flanders Recorder Quartet with a concerto in A minor, originally by Vivaldi and thoroughly reworked by Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach's Cantata 125, Mit Fried und Freude ich fahr dahin, or With Peace and Joy I Depart, written for the Feast of the Purification of Mary, is a piece inspired by the story of Simeon in the Gospel of Luke. Simeon is an old man, just and devout, as described in the Bible, who, upon encountering the barely five-week-old Jesus, instantly recognizes the child as the divine, and is then ready to give up earthly life. To reflect that story, Bach builds the cantata on Martin Luther's hymn setting of the Song of Simeon, or Nunc Dimittis. It starts with a choral movement that, through its combination of dark beauty and sheer weight, might remind you of the opening of the St. Matthew Passion. Then the alto soloist sings an aria that reinforces the message of the opening, that through a broken body, the believer looks with hope to the divine, but in a more intimate and even elegant setting. And while the words speak of hope, the music seems more focused on the pain of that broken body. After not one but two opening movements that focus on the pain of life, you might feel like composer John Harbison, who wrote that at this point, this cantata needs rescue. But the rescue arrives with shadows at first in a bass aria, with interjections from Luther's chorale tune. Then the tenor and bass soloists sing a duet that, once again quoting Harbison, is a comet of a piece, the words translating as, an unfathomable light fills the entire orb of the earth. And while it may be hard to hear at first, there are three musical ideas Bach uses in this movement, each of which relate to the others in a way that creates a sort of musical circularity, a reflection of that light that fills the entire orb of the earth. If you'd like to see a translation of this piece from Boston's Emmanuel Music, just visit us online at classicalnewengland.org. Here's Bach's Cantata 125 with countertenor Robin Blaze, tenor Andreas Veller, and bass Peter Coy. Masaaki Suzuki conducts Bach Collegium Japan here on the Bach Hour. Thank you.
mein Herz wurde dem Fleisch verhassten Brust und gar des Todes Schmerz sich nicht entsetzend. Was macht Christus, war Gottes Sohn, der treue Einheit, der auf dem Sterbebette schon mit Himmelssüßigkeit den Geist ergötzend.
The cantata number 125 by Bach in a performance by Bach Collegium Japan and conductor Masaaki Suzuki. Robin Blaze was the countertenor soloist with tenor Andreas Veller and bass Peter Coy. In 1985, two pianists decided to commemorate the tricentennial of Bach's birth with a recording dedicated to the concertos the composer wrote for multiple harpsichords. While brilliant in their original setting, a modern orchestra and grand pianos open up a whole different set of possibilities for dynamics and shading. Here is the Concerto in C Major with pianist Justus Frantz and his duo partner Christoph Eschenbach directing from the keyboard with the Hamburg Philharmonic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anchored by a pianist and conductor we've gotten to know well over the years here in Boston through his work with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, that was the concerto in C major that J.S. Bach wrote for two harpsichords. Directing from the keyboard was Christoph Eschenbach, and he was joined by Justus Frantz and the Hamburg Philharmonic. Remember, you can hear this program again on demand when you visit us online at classicalnewengland.org. Thank you for joining me today, and thanks also to audio engineer Antonio Oliart-Ross. I'm Brian McCreath, and I'll hope to have your company again next week here on the Bach Hour.